caution. He said snares in the world. Planning his vengeance.
Apologetics with an X is on the air, flying through with yours truly, Jerry Q, and Jay Jackson, lead singer, lyricist for that awesome parody band. Jay, you all have a new album out as we record this show today. What is it all about?
Sure thing, Jerry. It's great to be back with you. And the new CD is our 78th CD overall, and it's called Quite Ironic. And there are... There are three reasons for that, and you just heard one of the reasons, and that was the song Higher Than, which is about the rise and fall of Satan, and it's a parody of Iron Man by Black Sabbath, hence the quite ironic Iron Man, get it? And one of the next song we're going to do, and the first song on the next set we're going to do, is the second reason why it's called Quite Ironic. It's a parody of a song by Iron Butterfly, the song In a Gata De Vida. It's called In the Garden of Eden, and it's about the rise and fall of Adam and Eve. And You're going to notice a little pattern here with these songs. We got a lot of songs from the early days of hard rock and heavy metal. And in fact, between Black Sabbath and Iron Butterfly, the next two groups that we're going to spoof are kind of the four founding fathers, some would say, of heavy metal. Although some would also add, like Steppenwolf, because of Born to Be Wild, mentioned the term heavy metal. But these are basically the big four: Black Sabbath, Iron Butterfly, and the next two songs are by Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple. We have a parody of Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin. It's called Know How to Love. It's about 1 Corinthians 13. And then we have a parody of Hush by Deep Purple. It's an old Joe South tune. This is Deep Purple before Ian Gillan joined. But they had a big hit with it, went to number four. Ours is called Shush. It's about knowing when to not say anything. And then the final song in this particular set is, these are all, you know, off of this new CD, quite ironic. It's a song by the Guess Who, originally on their album Canned Wheat in 1969. Then they messed around with it. I think they made some significant improvements on it for their album American Woman in 1970, a song called No Time. And ours is called No Town. First verse is like the angels talking to Lot and at Sodom. And the second verse is Jesus talking to a number of people while he was ministering in Jerusalem.
Garden of Eden, home, those two folks had a lovely view. It was Adam and Eve there, baby. Don't you know that the story is true? Oh, don't you comprehend that sticks like glass?
Genuine love. I wanna know how to love. Wanna know how to love. Love is patient, love is kind, it is not envy, it is not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, love never fails.
Good. say now. Shush, shush. That's what I learned from following the chase now. Shush, shush. I'll be more loving if I stop to pray now.
Love, love.
I got an early little warning.
Love, love.
Cause the change up a three in.
Love, love.
I'm the one that teams in.
Love, love.
Oh, I gotta have it. Got a bubble like a quick dance. Won't be good and tough in your stance. I close my mouth when I'm in too deep, but I can speak out when I'm in the street.
Mm-hmm. stuff you planned. Jesus came and told you why. Did he not prophesy? Did he not prophesy? There's no town left for you. No town left for you.
Hope you're enjoying this awesome Apologetics album. And Jay, how might they set their hands on this one of many of your delicacies?
Delicacies, yes. Just go to our website. It's apologetics.com. Just remember, spell it like the name of the group, Apologetics with an X. You can also find our music in other places like iTunes and Amazon MP3, Spotify, Pandora, just about any place you can get digital music. Everything is going to apologetics.com. Again, .com. These next four songs, all from that album, we're doing them in order of how they appear on the album. They're all from the second half of the 70s. We got one from 76 by Boston called Smokin'. That's a huge FM radio classic, but it was originally the flip side of their song More Than a Feeling. And our parody is called Moses, and it's about his story, and it's addressed to Moses. Then we have a song by The Sweet, or Sweet, depending on what era and what country you're in, because some people call them The Sweet, some call them Sweet. You know, they had four top 10 hits in the United States alone. This was the last of them. It was Love is Like Oxygen. Ours is called Nothing's by Accident. Then we have a parody by Chicago-based group Styx, a parody of Blue Collar Man, Long Nights. Ours is called You Call a Man, Long Knives. And we'll finish this particular set with a parody of a song that was originally written by Russ Ballard from Argent. And then it was done by Head East back when John Schlitt of Petra was singing for them. And then finally it was done by the group Rainbow. That's Richie Blackmore from Deep Purple's group. And the song is Since You've Been Gone, and our parody is called Sin Should Be Gone, and it's from Romans 7.
Take you away. Woo. That sounds real nice. We'll be right back. should be gone. Move fast and help, I'm a snake man.
You know, we're here each week at this time with Apologetics with an X, but did you know you can stream this show and any of those we've aired over the past year? Simply venture over to our flagship station, Angel 95 FM. That's at www.angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. We've got a whole year's worth of shows that you can binge listen to.
It's like it's a whole bunch of islands in the stream. That's right. We're so glad that you would want to do that, if you still want to do that after that joke. Then we have the last three songs on this particular CD, quite ironic. One is called And the Cradle Will Rock by Van Halen. I remember when that song came out. I remember when that album was coming out. I was in high school, and we were so excited about it. And ours is called And the Crippled Will Walk, and it's about Jesus as he is gaining popularity and as... The critics think that he has finally reached his fall, but they were wrong because he would rise again. It's called And the Crippled Will Walk. Then we have a song by Slade, huge in England. You know, number one songs galore, number two songs galore, number three couldn't buy a hit in the United States, but they finally got one in the 80s. They actually had two. This was the bigger of the two. Run, Runaway, or just called Run Unafraid. And finally, the third reason why we called the CD quite ironic, a parody of Iron Maiden. Their original song was called The Number of the Beast. Don't be afraid, though. Ours is called Your Number's Up, O Beast. Theirs is deals, and not obese, like heavy. O Beast. O and then Beast. You know, in the Iron Maiden song, it's a loose, very, they take a lot of liberties with the story of from Revelation 13 about Antichrist. But ours deals with Revelation 19, because one thing that's always struck me, Jerry, is that, you know, for all the fuss paid about the beast or Antichrist, you know, they've made all these movies, the Omen 1, Omen 2, Omen 3, and all these reboots and everything. And there should be a fuss made about him because he's a scary guy. But in the Bible, as soon as Jesus shows up at the Battle of Armageddon, you know, there's a big fuss made about the Battle of Armageddon, the beast rallies all these armies. As soon as Jesus shows up, the battle is basically over, because it's not yin and yang. This isn't like the light side and the dark side of the force. This is God in the flesh coming down with all power, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so this song is an answer record to their record, and that's why it's called Your Number's Up, O Beast.
Some new translation. Well, the kid is in the news this week, and he don't conform but acts unique. You know, it's more than just an aberration. And the cripple will walk. Yes, the cripple, crippled will walk. And I say, walk on. They cry, he's running out of bounds. They say to call the police, take him, boys, and they terminate him viciously. He winds up dying for you and me, but he's not destroyed.
I'm destroyed.
Marco.
you seen Jesus' grave? Not overjoyed.
And the faithful will flock. Yes, the faithful.
The faithful will flock.
I say,
flock on.
Hey.
Flock on. Flock on.
Flock's coming.
Flock on.
It's inevitable news breaks out.
Ow! Flock on.
Thank you. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to wage war against the rider on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet who had performed the signs on its behalf. With these signs he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
Oh, when the saints go marching in with Jesus Christ the King against the enemy of mankind, what's in that scene? Canonically, the one who saw that fight will meet a noxious fast defeat. Just what I saw when I did read was the ejection of the one who stands in blasphemy. Cause in that scene,
time passes. But hey, we'll be back next week, my friend, and Jay, remind our friends how they can keep track of all the apologetics happenings.
Yep, and we got a new, brand new single that just came out about a little less than 2 weeks ago that we're going to play for you. We have a parody of Whitesnake, their song Still of the Night. A lot of people thought they were really doing a copy job off of Led Zeppelin for this song. But ours is called Still Isn't Right, and it's one of the few Christian rock songs, Christian songs I've ever heard, maybe the only one I've ever heard, I'm sure there have been others, about Ananias and Sapphira from Acts chapter 5. A very sad story, but it's about that and about greed in general. And then we're going to close today with a happier song. It's a parody of a song by The Cult from 1987. Theirs was called Love Removal Machine. Ours is called Love Removed All My Shame.
Sneaking around the Lord, and I'm killing an eye, a sense of fire, readers dead lad, telling you you gotta have my wall. They're an action of the see the full blown lies, tragedy was in store. The heart started quaking, the body started shaking, and they can't fake no more wall. Disclose to you the basic laws of greed, and I know money is tough for you. I feel your money need, but it still isn't right. And a killing an eye. Open it, baby. Gain, hang your head down low. Find your faith in the sun. He'll provide every day if you believe in Christ. We're waiting for the light to come. Ooh, crazy. In the blink of an eye, you can lose your life and see your hard-earned savings in a minute's time. We'll be right back.
man telling you you gotta have my woo-woo.
Talk about love removed all my time.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.